Radio Show. This is VBS. This is your host, Tom Edison. Hey, it's time to connect the dots. Merry Christmas. Hey, Santa. I'm waving to you, Santa. Santa left a while ago on the East Coast here, but he's still got a few places to deliver at the end of the road somewhere. Anyhow, I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas, a good time, a good celebration, plenty of good food to eat, and plenty of good presents. You know, was Santa good to you? I don't know, you know. So much for that. Hey, it's an important holiday in a large part of the world. Christmas, the celebration of the birth of Jesus. Of course, Jesus was not born on December 25th. They just, for many, many, many different reasons, picked that date to make it the celebration. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you happen to know the real date, birth of Jesus, call in and tell us, and we'll talk about it. The number is 888-627-6008. Yeah, you can do that. Enlighten us if you happen to know the real birthday of Jesus. I know it, but I want to see if anybody else knows it. Anyhow, let's move on. You know, if you listen to the last show, Mr. Informative himself, Charles Green, was giving us a lot of information that I believe he said got from the Arcturians. Some of it makes sense to me, and some of it I would, I don't exactly agree with it. And I have my reasons, and I have my sources of information. And he was talking about the winter solstice, about the energies coming in. Well, I have news for everybody. The signing of the petition and the global mass meditation on the 21st was a success, according to COBRA. The group that represents themselves as COBRA represents themselves as representatives for the resistive movement, you know, from our galactic brothers and sisters who are helping to bring us into the ascension and eventually up to the event we are all waiting for. If you know about it, you're waiting for it. Surely they're going to land their spacecraft on our planet. And why would you think they wouldn't do that? You know, hey, it's a call-in radio show. You got some good reasons why you don't think they're going to do that. Call in and tell us, and we'll talk about it. But I myself, yeah, I am sold on it. You know, I've been following this thing for 4 years. I'm just a little annoyed, you know, not being seriously annoyed, but the fact that, you know, I've made the offer out there. You know, of course, nobody responds to stuff you put on Twitter. Not too many people do. And when COBRA was on Twitter, I was tweeting his tweet site. Of course, he got thrown off eventually, you know, Twitter. There was the dark side. And I made plenty of offers to call into the radio show and, you know, talk with some regular human beings. I still say when they finally show up and they start talking to the so-called elected leaders of different countries, they are talking to the wrong crowd of people. They need to be talking to regular people like myself, you know, that, and I'm not the only one. There's plenty of us regular people out there that have an understanding for other life forms and things beyond the norm of the so-called 3D physical reality. Certainly not the people in government. These people are basically morons, they're backstabbers, they're traitors, they're bribe takers, and they're stupid on top of that. You know, they're the ones that, you know, got us all in this by taking bribe money by Big Pharma and the New World Order. They have got us into this nightmare we're in now with the vaccines, and people are dying from vaccines. Tens of thousands of people are dying from the vaccines. You're not going to hear this on mainstream media, but, you know, so I have to tell it a little here. And millions of people are having adverse reactions from these poisonous vaccines. And, of course, if you understand the New World Order agenda, Agenda 21, overpopulation, you know, the Georgia Stones, bring down the population to 500 million. You understand that the New World Order wants to kill 95% of humanity. It's, you know, it's not a fake bluff. These crazy dudes really want to do that. And they're doing it, you know, they're making some progress here with the vaccine. They've done other things in the past. And, of course, they're hitting us from all sides. The 5G is going to be promoted as much as possible. More antennas going up everywhere. Everybody, I'm telling people, learn to protect yourself. Get yourself an RF meter, RF, radio frequency meter. They sell them out there. You just go on the internet. You know, I was shocked when I finally got mine and seen it, all the hazardous place around me that I was being subjected to. But you need one to protect yourself, because you could be living in a building that's contaminated with, dangerous radio frequencies. And you ought to, like, stay far away from your Wi-Fi systems, you know, and don't get too close to your telephone, your mobile phone. And there's all kinds of things you can do. And, of course, they've increased the chemtrail programs again, you know. And here's the crazy situation. I've gotten a lot of facts from here, there, and everywhere. And I just have to say it again. According to the 2012 portal.blogspot.com, which is run by the Cobra Group, I believe they were Pleiadians or something like that. And, Pleiadians from the constellation, it's not the constellation, the star cluster known as the Pleiades in the sky. You can see it visually if you know where to look. It's pretty much straight up, but at least in the northern hemisphere. I never been in the southern hemisphere, so I wouldn't know what's in the sky down there. So anyhow, according to 2012 portal.blogspot.com, Cobra releasing information, the global meditation was a success, more than what we needed to make it a success. And the same thing with the signing of the petition. And if you had participated on December 21st, you know what I'm talking about, where we all said three times in a row, you know, we decree and we command this, that, and we want the help. So it's all official now, and it's coming our way, you know. Last show was Charles Green talks about the energy being sent to us. And that's what I hear is going on, too. And we have our responsibility to hold into our bodies as much of these energies as possible, because then we start to radiate a good vibration. And that wears off on other people. Plus, there are those of us who are participating in anchoring the light to the center of the earth, where there's a giant quartz crystal. No, it's not that bowl of molten lava like we saw in the textbooks in history class or whatever class, science class, whatever those books were in the past. More misinformation given us by the public education system. So anyhow, we are in the progress of something big happening here. And it's going to lead to an ascension. It's called Victory of the Light, the end game. It's like kind of like professional wrestling we're living out here. Where, if you know anything about professional wrestling, the match is determined before they get in the ring. You know, you're going to beat that one guy, and then he's going to beat you, and blah, blah, blah. You're going to battle it out, and then you are going to win. And that's the way it's played out here. In reality, it's been determined that the good guys are Galactic Brothers and Sisters, who are dedicated to the love vibrations and the source of all there is, which is a source of love. They have been determined the winners already, and there's no way they can lose this battle against the dark side, the Cabal, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the New World Order, all those negative groups that want to control us, and the evil ETs that have been here for a long time, too. The Reptilians, the Dracos, the Anunnaki. Yeah, they're all going down. That's it. This is like going to be a battle royal, and we're in it right now, and they're trying to jab us with vaccine needles, and that is evil propaganda on the TV there. For, you know, throughout the whole day, nothing but commercials with people showing people getting needles stuck into them. What are we, voodoo dolls or something? You know, sticking needles in people is not a natural thing, and it should never be promoted. You know? And that's not real medicine. You know? That's a barbarism that got approved somehow by people 100 or 200 years ago, and it's been perpetuated to be normal. It's not normal. You have a healthy immune system. If you don't have one, it's because you destroyed it yourself by eating bad, drinking bad water. And of course, it wasn't all your fault. It was the government's fault, you know? And the government is controlled by the evil ones in our world. Yeah, and there's evil spirits too. And basically, the governments have gone full bad guy, you know, just like in professional wrestling. You know, they pretended to be good guys, and all of a sudden they're going to rip off their mask and go, ha-ha, we're nothing but evil demons. And that's what the government people are becoming. And if you want to know anything about who's who and how's it going, really, you really have to get on the Internet. Twitter's actually a good place to find out information. You just got to be careful about what you say, because they just love to throw people off their format there, their social media site. And of course, there's other media sites too. But anyhow, you know, hey, I'm on Twitter. Just follow me, Tom Edison Prez. That's it, P-R-E-Z. You know, I've got, you know, I speak my mind all the time, and try to be supportive of the people that are saying the good things, and there's plenty of people saying good things. And that's basically what we need to go into the new year. That's how one of the most important things we can do to fight the bad guys, you know? And we have to stand up and be willing to fight for our lives, because if we leave it up to these no-good so-and-sos in government, they will turn a blind eye to the pharmaceutical companies getting away with murder and kill more of us, you know? And we can only thank our politicians for that, because they passed the laws like over 20 years ago that pharmaceutical companies wouldn't have to be liable for anything they sell. Over 20 years ago they passed it. Why wasn't anybody squawking then? Well, and why isn't anybody squawking now? You know, why don't you call in your representatives and say, repeal those laws and this vaccination crap will stop real fast? Believe me, that's all we have to do. Get the politicians to get rid of those stupid laws that are allowing Big Pharma to get away with murder. You know, we got to take actions, you know. Just calling your representatives up or emailing them, what? That's an action, but we have to force them to do what we want to do. They are all supposed to be serving the people that they represent. You know, more proof that representative-type governments that we've called republics don't really work. because in the modern age, there's enough bribe money to bribe everyone. And basically, that's how they've done it. They've bribed everyone from the beginning. Yet all the facts have come out now that the whole scamdemic has been a scamdemic from the very beginning. That's right. We've caught them at every little lie and trick they pulled. But at the same time, we're allowing it to go on. Now, the politicians have the power to change all this. You know, get rid of the no liability for pharmaceutical companies, and the vaccines will stop immediately because they know they're dishing out really dangerous crap. And all the lockdowns, these are, you know, designed by the New World Order to get rid of all the small businesses, you know. Only the big business can make it through the lockdowns, you know, because they want total control. They want to have control of all the products. There's no small guys selling anything anymore. All big companies, that's what they want. Then they have everything to, you know, force us to do what they want us to do, which is become obedient slaves and accept any crap they throw at us, including deadly vaccines. Yes, the vaccines are deadly. How many more people have to die before you're going to wake up and realize that? Stop listening to the liars on TV. Why isn't government stopping these liars? There's got to be some laws on the books that say people can't go on TV news stations and outrightly lie and say vaccines are safe when people are dying from them. And those are the facts. So why is this being allowed to continue? We have to take some actions here, people. We can't just sit around on our hands and wait until our galactic brothers and sisters land at the event and round up the rest of the bad guys. Hey, there's a big date coming, and we ought to be paying attention, and everybody listening to me better be going on the internet and going on to 2012 Blogspot, the 2012portal.blogspot.com, and finding out the new the information about what's really going on here, you know? And that's one of the best sources to get the information. As far as there's plenty of doctors out there on YouTube and on Twitter specifically, though they get banned pretty easily on Twitter, but they're uncovering the facts about how dangerous these vaccines are, you know? And unfortunately, just revealing the truth is not enough because government still has the legal control over us and our lives. If you knew how much control they have over your life with the laws on the books already, you'd be in the streets rebelling already. But we don't want a bloody rebellion, but we do have to be firm and force these people in government to do what we want them to do and force them to listen to the real science. Hey, I'm on the East Coast here, New York stations, and made it onto one of the New York stations. The governor of New Jersey just came back from a holiday. He gets to go on holidays and other people can't. And he's telling us about, yo, he just got his vaccine booster. His kids got the vaccines. His wife got a vaccine booster. And he's saying the best thing you can do is go out and get vaccinated. Governor of New Jersey. Guy's a total loon, you know? You know, brain dead, not listening to real science. He's listening to the bribe money. He's a phony politician like all the other bribe-taking phony politicians. And then we got the governor of New York. You know, he's almost as bad as that bitch in New Zealand. Yeah, she doesn't even deserve to be called a woman. She's a two-legged bitch. You know, they could pass for a four-legged bitch. I don't know, but that devil woman is evil, you know? I only wish she could hear my voice and hear me tell her to her face that she is evil. This woman has, she's just okayed, it's okay to euthanize people with COVID. Can you believe this? This is a crazy woman who locked down her whole country when they found four cases. And we don't even know if they were real cases with the fake testing. And they're still all crying about going out and getting tested. You've got to be crazy. And who knows if they've started already infecting people. You know, somebody mentioned that on Twitter, that when they stick the swab up your nose, they're infecting you with the COVID. And, of course, there is no real COVID. You know, it's been proven. I just want to remind everybody, hey, several universities in America were given 1,500 samples of supposed people struck with COVID. They couldn't find this mysterious COVID in any of them. All 1,500 cases were identified, clearly identified as influenza A or influenza B. They sent it to some more universities. Same results, 1,500 cases, no mysterious COVID here, no variants, only influenza A and influenza B. And they contacted the famous CDC, you know, another corrupt organization. They say, well, we can find any COVID in those samples you're giving us. Can you give us a real sample of COVID? And the CDC says, oh, we don't have any, nor does anybody else. So, again, more proof. The whole thing has been a fake from the beginning. And the plan was, and, of course, if you had been paying attention to the facts, the first year there were no more deaths in the world than the year before, but there were no cases of influenza or flu that particular year. They started finding the COVID. So it was all bribe money placed in the right places, and they switched all the people coming down with the flu or influenza into the COVID section. And there was actually, all of a sudden, there's no people suffering from the flu, no people suffering from influenza. You know? Unbelievable. I mean, it's real easy to connect the dots there. I mean, but of course, it doesn't matter if we're connecting the dots here. The problem is the government is heavily bribed to continue with the lies and the manipulation, the coercing of people, the threatening of people, the bullying of people. No different than communist nations, basically. And this is going to continue until the ETs get here, or we start doing something. We, the people, start doing something. Hey, it's a call-in radio show. Is there anybody out there that has a phone willing to call in the radio station and testify? Yeah, they're willing to do something.
I'm willing to do something.
Who's that person saying? I heard somebody say they're willing to do something.
Well, this is Don, and by God, I'm willing to do something.
Don, what's your plan for doing something?
It's a tough one.
Anything but doing nothing, okay. I'll accept that as an answer. Right.
It's no joke. Like you say, it's no joke. Your government wants to kill you.
yeah.
And if you haven't woken up to that, wow, you will. But, you know, it's in your destiny. It's in your timeline. That's what's going on. And they've proven it. And they've proven it so often that anybody who's aware and thinking, or even spending a little attention off mainstream, well, then they get it. So things are getting quite, let's say, dramatic in the way that, you know, there are forces behind the scenes, United Nations, Davos Group, you know, the enlightened ones setting the policy for a few mysterious ones. Anyways, right? And
yeah,
so the voodoo magic,
we know who all the bad guys are, and there are plenty of them.
Right, right. So they're playing their voodoo magic, you know, playing the spell. They're weaving everybody under. But here's my problem. They're no longer telling you years in advance what's going to come, like the Olympics and other events, which, hey, we're you know, literally omens, progenies of what's happening on the global stage today. And many things that they telegraph, that this in, you know, murals and designs and, you know, all sorts of weird, wicked stuff. But, so there's a few people kind of setting the stage. And we're all just kind of players. We're dispensable to them.
Yeah.
We're dispensable.
Absolutely.
Right, right. And when the play doesn't go according to the way they like it, there's too many people. And if you cull that population, then you can start to, again, maintain that control.
Well, hey, we know that's the plan. It's called Agenda 21. It's called the Georgia Stones. And it's called Insanity, too. But, they're going full scale ahead.
Well, they're doing it. They're doing it.
And nothing's going to stop them. They have government in the palm of their hands.
Right. And here's the funny part is they're bold about it. They don't tell you a few years out. They tell you now what they're going to do it, and they literally do it. Hell, they don't even tell you anymore. They just do it. And they give you an excuse later on. When it comes to the courts, justice, looking into any sort of fraud, election fraud, judicial fraud, executive fraud, Department of Justice fraud, FBI, and all the weird things we've been constantly uncovering, and issues and problems and testimony, and you look at it all, you go, you know, it's like they're holding together this collective group of people that have been paid off en masse.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like, we're talking, you got a government of people that have been just paid off en masse.
And apparently there's an unlimited amount of money.
Apparently, right. Yeah. Unlimited. Unfreaking limited. And we're battling that. We think somehow in the end we're going to win and that the world is going to end up being the way we envision it, which would be humanity is free and I don't know what, that the bankers and all the fucking fascist corporations and controllers and technocrats and whatever. They leave us the F alone. Now, for how long? I mean, leave us alone forever would be a great one, but they won't, you know. But it would be nice to think we could come to some resolve here in the near future where they don't want to oppress us, control us, take us over, right, and literally minimize us to the point where, you know, there's a select few left, and they, you know, pretty much corral the whole situation. That's, it seems to be what's going on, chemically speaking. I mean, it's freaky as hell, but it seems like they want to bring about a certain population culling.
Absolutely.
And that ought to tell you something.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Your government wants you dead.
I
don't know how better to put that.
That's pretty much it, really. They want to get rid of us.
They want you dead. They're not your friend. They never were your friend. They don't give a shit about you. They just want to see you dying. And they want you paying for it. And
anyway,
they really don't like to make sure that, you know, at least the funeral costs are covered. Right? They'd like to make sure you pay for your agonizing death. They'd love to make money. They have industries built on that now.
That's right. They don't want to send you to the grave unless you bought
your
plot.
Right. They want to bleed you out like a, you know, like getting blood from a stone.
Yeah.
They're good at it. They want all the blood they can get.
Absolutely.
And it's gruesome. It's a gruesome fairy tale we're living in. An Alice in Wonderland story. And they love it. You know, these stupid financing banking family heads, you know, and their whole weird family, they're really strange people.
I tell you.
They have no concept of family or being around family or tightness or you know, I mean, they've been insulated from that for so long, it begins to corrupt them. They get a little bent, a little skewed.
They're in their own special world, you know, the elites.
Right,
they're in their special
right. So they've got perversions that are difficult to handle. And they do that in their society and everything else. And you've had such generational money controlling things for so long that this is the result. We're there now.
Oh, yeah.
We're right there.
We're there now. There's enough money to bribe everybody.
Right. Generational money.
And that's what makes it difficult, because everybody is willing to accept the bribe money. Yeah.
No, it's cheap. Most people are cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They'll do it for a couple of hot dogs.
Right.
At the ballpark.
Give me the shot for some fries, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Is that $100? Thanks, Joe. Stick it in my left and my right. I don't care. Can I have 200 if you do both?
Yeah, right. I know. And that's how stupid the regular people are, you know? That's how stupid they are, you know? And they believe everything they hear out of that TV boob tube. That's why they call it the boob tube.
Right.
You got to be a boob to believe the stuff that comes out of there.
You got to be a boob.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't watch TV.
Every way now. What about all the people that live their lives through cell phones?
Right.
Oh my God, are
right.
they getting brainwashed?
Oh my God, what a box! They're living in a box.
Yeah, right.
Really?
You know, there's a funny cartoon that came
even
out.
Even a metaphoric box, they're in it.
Hey, there's a real funny cartoon came out. I don't know, during the last summer. And they had everybody walking around with the cell phones, and everybody has their face in the cell phone, and then they're walking off the cliff. All of them. They don't even see eclipse coming, and they just keep walking off the cliff, looking into their cell phone.
Right. Well, the distraction is, again, people with, if you've got influence over others, and you've made that, maybe a mission in your life and a goal, and somehow your business, your organization has acquired that amount of influence, then you become important. The more influence you have, the more important you are to those that want to, you know, literally pigeonhole society, control it. And so that's something to be aware of.
Of course it is. You know, that's why something has to be done now, because if we just sit on our hands, they are going to annihilate us. No apologies.
I often have to say, I don't see us winning. The people aren't, I don't see the people winning this battle coming. It saddens me.
We are, as of now, we are losing, but, you know,
right.
Like I said, my only hope is I believe the galactic people are going to land on Earth and straighten things out, because they can do it. We can't.
I couldn't go into that good night quietly, and I couldn't acquiesce, and, you know, I couldn't cow down to that. You know, I was saying to a dear friend of mine earlier, I said, you know, what they're trying to do is kill the greatest experiment on Earth. And you know what that was? It was a simple experiment.
What?
One that gave you inalienable rights. It actually put it in writing and said, these are your inalienable rights. And we, you know, it compounded into a living document that many of us refer to as the Constitution today. And I think over 140 countries throughout the world have adopted it, or parts thereof. Why? Well, first time that they actually said, and I think in all of history, the first time that a government actually, you know, spelled out those facts for a person. And then try to build a document that lived accordingly.
Yeah, of
right?
course.
Right.
No sooner than they.
But they're going to kill it.
The Constitution, there was people looking to subvert it.
Right, but they're going to kill it. That's the trick. They'll kill it.
Yeah, well, as the joke
they don't abide by it anyways, most of them.
They wipe their ass in the Constitution in Washington.
Right, it's really it's almost like, I don't know, a symbol now. Because they don't follow the Constitution, never have, most of them, in any respect.
And it shows up in the background when they want to talk and blabber in front of the microphone, along with 10 American flags. You know, right. As if that's going to make to justify who they are and what they're saying.
Right.
And it's sad. You know, in relation to that and all this mandatory decrees and stuff, people have come up with some legal loopholes in that.
You know, that's why we could.
That mandate is not a law, you know?
Right, right.
And people shouldn't be just following it as if it was a law, you know?
Well, that's the thing. You got to read between the lines. Forget looking at the surface stuff constantly. I know they did it. But the question is, it's so outrageous. Now think of it. That's something quite outrageous, and they did it. So when you look at a right surface value, that's pretty staggering what your government's done.
And
why would they do that? Why would they go to that kind of a measure after all these years, the kind of measures they're doing in order to get you to take this, to acquiesce to this, and to put it in your body?
These people have no conscience, and all they want is more money for themselves. What else?
Right. But the power is telling you that's what it's going to do, and it's doing it. They're spelling it out in various ways,
right.
In various agencies, in various ways, in various things they're doing. They're being almost kind right now in the way they're doing it. Soon, they're no longer going to even have any necessity for that kindness. In other words, they're going to be very overt, obtuse. And things are going to change quickly. It's like Senator Romney said, quote, I think, something like this. I hate to say I might be paraphrasing it, but here we go. The world doesn't even know how much the world will change, how fast the great reset will come. Something like that. The world or the people won't even realize how fast this great reset will come. And there were others that said something similar. And again, I'm probably paraphrasing it. But there's a juggernaut of money moving in that direction.
Yeah.
That's they're one of the global players, I would say.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
There's a dynamic going on that end of the spectrum.
Money is making the decisions everywhere, money. They're making all the decisions.
Oh, of course. One family would be making all the decisions, to be quite honest. Yeah, it's kind of like the Rothschild sending out his sons to the various parts of the world who became various great influencers and bankers and so on.
I heard there's 13 families. I'm not, you know. What do I know? But that's what I've heard.
You know, there's so much mystery shrouding all that. But I tend to always go back to the Jekyll Island theory. Who were the banks there that wrote that helped write the new SEC laws that happened in the 1933 and 34, I believe? Who and what bankers were, you know, established our system? And what president, I guess, president sold us out. We all knew who that was. But to central banking. But really, the families that are behind that. And I would have to say one thing further. If you want to know who the they are, thems. You know, our spiritual people are gurus and everybody else. They're always saying them or they or there. You know, they give them this title. I love the title. I'll tell you who they are. Real simple. It won't even shock you when you know. The people that actually get the money that the Federal Reserve collects, the companies, you know, the ones that own the Federal Reserve, few corporations, quite families, really, families, generational money, you know, foundations, but the few that own the Federal Reserve, why you never get to audit it, because there are actually a few that own this country. Literally, they own it. They own the debt. They pull the strings. They make monetary policy. They game every structure of finance you can imagine. And, you know, they're one great arm of this whole injustice.
Yeah, right. You know, it's us against them, you know.
Well, I hate to look at it that way.
Well,
to me, I look at it as a joy. As it's love against the world and everything. Really, I know it's weird. That's kind of weird. That even sounds a little bit transient. But to be quite honest, I mean that. It's love against the world. It's love against the world. It's you never give in. You never cower to it. You never let. Here's the greatest saying someone on radio ever said, and I'll remember it probably to my dying day.
What's that?
Best words I ever heard. And he always signed off with his show like that, and he was from Texas. And I was here decades ago, and I heard him, and then I moved away to California for decades. And anyways, never let anything or anyone ever steal your joy. I thought to myself, and by the way, you hear that constantly, and it finally sinks in. Really sinks in with all your other hopefully good works and good thoughts and meditations and whatever you're reading. You know, when it really sinks in, it's profound.
Well, it's an important point, you know. I mean, I've never lost joy in life. No matter how bad it gets, no matter how hopeless
it seems, you know, you live forever. You're an eternal being. I mean, have heart, keep your chin up, and just, you know, fight the good fight and enjoy the journey. You're in it, you know, whether by destiny, fate, or choice, there you are.
Yeah,
you can go all mystical on it or not. Who cares?
Live a happy life no matter how bad it seems. Find a way to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and find a way to enjoy life. That's important.
Right. No matter how bad it gets, and it gets bad, I know. Trust me, I do know, and I don't want to know worse. I've had my fill. I don't want any more karma. I don't need any more. I get it. It's terrible. And I feel for some people because they had it a million times worse than I've ever had it. And it's,
yeah, of course, there's always people
right.
that have it.
So, you know, all I can say is, we're going down a dark road. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There's too much money and too much power that wants to say, literally by 2030, hey, we're the new world order, and that's the way it is. They've been trying to give you the signals all along. If you don't get it by now, go to prison. Go straight to jail. Something like, you know, I mean, real Orwellian stuff.
Yeah, what happened? We have a good camp for you to be taken care of in. Our FEMA camps can take care of.
I mean, I don't know how long they'll wait. Would they actually wait for 2030? If you were looking for mass depopulation, because it's always great when you can control the population and it's all working towards the energies that you direct because you're building things.
But no, I mean,
when they stop, when it stops,
anything. This is war right now.
Right? Well, when it stops becoming financially beneficial to move those people's energies in certain directions, there's probably too many of them. You start to cull them, because remember, this generational money. There's a few new bankers to the table, families and money, okay, interbreeding and so on. But same old money. And the same old money that's been controlling things for a very, 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 very long time. It's no different. It's put on different masks, different faces. But again, think in terms of Jekyll Island. And you kind of, you know, and you kind of get an idea. Now there's corporations like BlackRock, of course, and City Street, or if I'm saying that right. And, you know, there's a couple of Mars Corporation and others that, you know, own a swath of everything. You know, they literally control everything. They own 86% of major industries, whole bloody industries. there's
like
a
the
lot
communist.
Of...
hey, China, the government owns everything, right?
Right. Well, that's kind of where you're getting at. You've got so much control. Right. That there's a script being written out. It's a play. They've put a lot of money and time. They've pre-advertised it in our Olympic Games and special events and false flags. They've written it in murals. They've said, "Hey, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna make you all sick by virus, and we're gonna blah, 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 and inject some toxic chemicals, and you'll have to."
Hey, did you see that cartoon?
And they do it, and they do it, and they get away with it.
That cartoon, I got to ask you, did you see that cartoon from 100 years ago that actually laid out the whole blueprint for what's going on now with the vaccines?
Sure. So they spell it out. They spell it out. But they need to spell it out for many reasons. One, they don't, you know, it's better to hit you a little at a time instead of all at once because that becomes a little overwhelming. So you hit them a little at once, but you don't really care because they got the muscle. Like Joe Biden said, you know. But, you know, we probably just have to, what did he say? I mean, it was so brazen. It's almost like maybe we should, you guys, you know, you can't defeat us because we got the nukes or something. I don't know. Some crazy.
Did he really talk?
Right. Well, he was talking to a group of people, right? Like, it was strange. But I would have to say that we're going to get it. We're going to get our asses fanded to us, literally. We, the people, are going to fight for our lives. And they're going to, you know, there's going to be a couple red states, few red states, blue states are going to go along with this. And more lockdown and Orwellian measures while an agenda, and it is, in my opinion, a depopulating global agenda. They have got enough people and enough power and judicial, executive, and legislative support, believe it or not, that they're doing it. And they're getting away with it, and they're legally allowed to cover it up. Legally allowed to cover it up. Holy sh! And that's what's going on. So, what do I think?
That's why
I mean, when you got that much power and you can slap the people around with that kind of fact and get away with it, like you have with everything else beforehand, you're flexing a lot of muscle, a lot of muscle. That doesn't bode well for this free experiment that we tried to give each other or to have countries or a world with certain inalienable rights that we guaranteed ourselves. Kind of like the Nuremberg codes. You know, you'd think those were something we could really hold on to, but it seems like even those are being torn away, where people are forgetting about that.
Right.
So, scary times. I mean, I don't know how this is all going to play out. The only way we win... the only way. And I don't see, you know, I don't wake up somehow seeing that we've won this. Only because you got a lot of money and a lot of steam moving in one direction. It's been that way for a long time and it's well thought out. Brilliant. 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 I would have to say it's absolutely scrupulous, but brilliant.
Well, I won't give them any credit. I think they're all scum. I think they're,
Of course, but, you know, if you could be an evil, who couldn't be? Here's the funny part. Who couldn't be an evil genius? They love it. I mean, it's like magic. Again, they work with astronomy and astrology and ley lines and energy and words, and they're big on it. They're all kind of in that occultish kind of vein. The smarter ones. The ones connect a little bit more. But they all have this, you know, they all get trapped into this. Yeah.
That they're working with extraterrestrials, not friendly ones.
I don't know.
And they have a lot of...
well, they're always working with secrets.
Information and power
secrets.
Comes from extraterrestrials.
It's secrets are traded like gifts. It's like being so compartmentalized, but then being able to capture, you know, enough of the bigger picture. And the secrets are always traded almost like gifts. And the interplay and the, but they work right now when they want to call the population. It gets cult.
Well, it's. I think there's going to be a turn.
You won't. Yeah, there will be, of course, but it'll be too late.
No.
Yeah.
Not in my book.
Yeah.
I won't stand for it.
You know, it's already happening.
It's going to turn.
It won't matter whether you stood for it or not. You know, that is a fait accompli. It's unfortunate. Nothing's going to change that. You know, you're gonna get a depopulating factor. It's gonna be depending on how far and wide, and you know, and with the sterilization, you know, processes that are also in place
to keep
sperm counts down.
Before it gets too far down the road, it may look like doomsday right now, but. It's going to get resolved in a couple of years, I guarantee it. Because, you know, I'm paying attention. There's other forces coming into the picture.
You know, I hope you're right. You know, I love you. Merry Christmas, man. And I want to thank you for that feeling, and I love that. And I would love to give support to it. I hope you're right. I hope that there are off-world interactive forces that are aligned with our better future. And are willing to actually engage in.
It's happening right now. It's just like it's a long, a tedious process.
Well, the only reason I would say engage is because somehow, in my opinion, much of this exorbitant wealth has been built on a lot of things that I think the rest of mankind wasn't privy to, like materials. Sciences, fiber optics, all sorts of things that came out. And then, you know, a few companies became the richest companies on earth because of it.
Yeah. Do you realize that, I don't know for sure, but when I was talking to the guy who was on the Montauk time travel project personally, and he said to me that... all the technology that all of a sudden popped out of nowhere had to do with the government using time travel machines to go into the future and steal products from the future and bring them back and
I like that theory.
Them.
I like that theory, the time travel theory. I would have thought it'd be a little more of the alien theory. I was all for that one. Now, the time travel one, you know... If I was a better mathematician, maybe I'd agree with you. But I
had from ETs.
I never can wrap my whole head around that.
To steal ideas from the future and make products here to make themselves richer.
Right. You know, I don't know. If that's true, then, God, you better hope there's, like, time lords that protect...
Yeah. Well, that would be
insanely wild. If you could have people that could travel back and forth at will, be insanely wild. That's all I can tell you.
Well, I've heard enough of it. I'm sold on it. I can understand how it works. You know, I can't build the machine,
would be interesting. And if a few billionaires figured out how that worked and they were. That'd be very interesting.
They have access to it. How do you think the whole scam works? The people that
I hear you.
They have access to the time travel. If they
I hear you.
To,
and,
money,
but
they
I
can
still
use
don't.
That and bring back products and make
right.
mill. And then,
yeah,
you know?
Could be. I still can't wrap my head around time travel. I wish I could.
You know, whatever. I should, look at it this way. It makes some sense, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't put too much thought into all that time travel understanding, only because I don't understand the math of it. I don't get it. No one's explained it well enough for me to be interested in.
Some of us get it, and I have nothing to question about it. You know, I can accept it as the reality.
Right. It's like people always said, we can go faster. We can't go faster than the speed of light, or things become, at that point, zero-point energy or something like that. Yeah, crazy stuff,
you know,
right?
What?
But but in all reality, we realized, hey, you put a little magnetic bubble, electromagnetic bubble around whatever object, you can send it faster than the speed of light.
No, when they say things can't go faster than the speed of light, they're talking about a certain kind of light, but there's other kinds of light that can go infinitely fast.
Right, well, you know? The visible spectrum's pretty small.
Yeah. Right. So anyhow, I mean, I read that in a book called The Crystal Connection, which was written by some people back in the 1980s, and they clearly explained, if the way they explained the information was, you could tell by the way they were talking, by the conviction of their conversation, they weren't hypothesizing or anything. And they made the statement that they did certain things to get access information, and that the universe works on that basis. If you have the ability to access something, you can access that info and mm-hmm. find out what it's about. And they revealed that thoughts travel 10 to the 42nd power, which is way faster than the so-called speed of light.
Right, right, right. I remember an experiment, something in a university where they mapped it out to be like, and I forget, it's something crazy, like 43 million times the speed of light.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It was something just like, and then Nassim Haramein would talk about everything, every atom in this universe could be put next to each other, they would actually touch, if you could actually get them to touch.
Yeah, why not?
Then, you know, without the distance between them, you would have the size of a sugar cube. So, right.
Yeah, well,
so,
if you take the time to just look at some basic common science.
And then it goes down to the Planck scale, almost like it's... You know, you got
atoms
these
are like a lot of empty space there. You got the center point, and then you got the electrons orbiting the center. And in between where the electrons orbit and the center point, the nucleus, whatever, your proton or whatever you want to call it.
Call me proton.
There's an infinite amount of space, you know.
Call me proton,
atoms,
please.
Solid. They look like they're solid because of our vision, but they're not solid at all.
Right.
Mostly space.
Right. Well, what they're finding out is the observer creates the reality, because when the observer observes, when the observer observes at the quantum level, what happens is you get a breakdown, because right now it's fluid. It's always fluid. It doesn't know how to create reality. But as soon as you focus, become the observer on something, the energy filaments, let's just call them energy filaments, like the things that create everything. Imagine that now. Think of little flying energy worms, just tiny little snippets of energy, and that's what creates all the potential. And it's always in flux, always waiting, infinitely smaller than an atom. And we're talking infinitely smaller than anything you could even ever measure.
Right. Because if you tried to measure it, that would alter the reality. As the saying goes, you know? So if you try to measure it, you're altering the reality.
Right. Well, when the stuff's in flux, when you look at it, it breaks, it creates an order. In other words, it breaks out of its natural state and affixes itself you know, slowly. I mean, in other words, I don't know if you could do it instantaneously. I don't know. That's a weird concept.
Well, I guess it depends on the situation.
Right. What energy does it break down and starts to form a structure, an ordered structure based on your observation. So, in a way, we create our own reality. In a way. It's co-created.
Yeah. Listen to this. Here's a concept that I came out with. You know, for years I've been hearing people say, we live in a hologram, you know? And you think, well, how could that be, you know? Well, let's just accept that, okay, that we're living in a hologram, but inside this hologram, our thoughts dictate to the hologram what we want the hologram to make. So, in other words, our thoughts, if we're thinking about something, the hologram...
That reminds me.
In a living hologram, yeah, that responds to our thoughts, and right, so we can imagine something and the hologram will try to project it simply
like the
by
avatar.
Hearing our thoughts.
Right, like the avatar.
So, I mean, that's how I can see people talking about a hologram. We're living in this situation, whatever you want to call it, where our thoughts do get responded to, and some things can happen instantaneously. Other things might take a week to manifest. Other things may be years.
See, I agree with you. I agree with your thought. That well said. I totally agree. I have no...
And I believe right, that's the best way to explain it.
I think you're right on.
That we're right, living in a living system that right, responds to what we think.
A very living system, right, right, right. A very highly energetic system that can move things in and out, even in and out of a vacuum. These,
you know,
filaments, or people call them, you know, smaller and smaller particles that they have yet to understand. When it finally gets down to the smallest, people realize that math of having small filaments of energy being the smallest particle, it's not really a particle, it's a filament. It's like an energy. It's like a spark of energy.
The old saying,
and there's gazillions.
All energy follows thought. And that fits in what I just said, too. If all energy follows thought,
right,
then
point,
when we think, we set energy in motion.
Right. Good point.
And that's an old, I think it was, what's it called, an axiom from, you know, thousands of years ago. All energy follows thought. And that's why people say, be careful what you say or think, because...
Right, that's why I hate to think negative, and that we're not, you know, we're going to actually experience some really bad stuff. But, you know, I look around, I don't see enough.
Yeah, you know, you got to be aware to some
right,
extent of what's going on. You got to realize that
right,
hey, sometimes you do have to take actions to protect yourself.
Right,
you know,
right.
And you got to be know when to say no. You know, just say no.
Just say no. But, you know, if too many people just say no and they've got too much money and time invested into it, remember, the long sought-out plan, there's many backup plans and co-plans, tons. And so it's going to get, you know, it depends. It's really going to depend. If enough people are connecting, that they're reaching out to each other and you know, putting their foot down, they're just going to back off and try something new in another day, another time, something else.
Well, like I said,
you know,
the solution is that the galaxy and nations outside of humanity, they know what's happening on this world, and they're here in our solar system to put an end to the insanity and remove the real bad guys.
I
believe they're going to do it, you
and
know?
And damn it, I'm putting it all in their hands. Good luck and God bless.
Yeah, why not? I mean, hey, you know, in fact, that's what this last meditation was on the 21st.
I'm serious, though. First of all, they'd have to prove what they call... proof of work.
Yeah,
because
I know it's all testimony,
I wouldn't believe it otherwise. They'd have to show it. I mean, well, if they're here, they're going to have to, prove something before I you know, get down on my knees, so to speak, say,
well,
and sing my Kumbaya's.
Actually, they want to free us from, you know, they call it a prison planet, too, what we have here. It's not just Alex Jones calling it a prison planet. They see our world as a prison planet, too, because we've been...
I don't know, do they?
Yeah.
They got to look at it a little awkwardly now, though, thinking that there is indeed a global consortium of moneyed people that have decided to cull the population, period. I mean, that's the most dangerous thing in the world. It's the most dangerous thing we face right now as a human race. It's upon us. It's happening. And whether you want to talk about it or not, deny it, I don't care. It's just, you know, I absorb information so much that I actually kind of feel the understandings of what's going on in, let's say, in politics, in news, finance, only because a lot of people are on our network. I hear it in and out, day in, day out, day in, from both sides, all sides. We got a robust network, all different opinions, and I love them all.
Hey, did you listen to Charles Green's show before mine?
I love Charles Green's show.
Yeah, I do too.
E.T. Yoga, I love his show.
That
guy will actually put me into a meditation. I will listen to his show. I'll sit down and I will listen. And really, really listen. And many times it's just fantastic, fantastic.
Oh, my God. When he was talking about the exploding of the planet Tiamat, whatever, and he said... some amazing stories he was telling how that affected other planets in our solar system, and it almost sounded too unbelievable to believe. But I'll have to ask him if I ever talked to him personally. Like, you know, he said he got the information from the Arcturians.
Arcturians, right, right.
Hey, you remember those guys? Those are the guys that... were given mention in the movie Men in Black.
Yeah, Arcturians.
Yeah,
I don't
remember
know.
Remember that movie?
Yeah,
Men in Black.
I've heard of that term being used for supposedly a somewhat certain race, right? A blue.
Yeah, well, they were the ones that were going to, if they didn't catch the giant cockroach in that movie,
right.
Men in Black, they were going to destroy the whole planet Earth,
right.
Because they weren't going to allow the cockroach to get away, and you know how cockroaches are, they breed. They weren't going to let the cockroach go out into the solar system and breed anymore, so that was it. If we didn't catch the two guys in Men in Black, didn't kill the cockroach, they were going to destroy the Earth to make sure the cockroach couldn't leave. Those were the Arcturians.
Huh? Right, I got you.
Yeah, so. Of course, you
good
can't
for them.
Those Twilight Zone movies. You ever see the one, the Twilight Zone episode, To Serve Man?
Oh, yeah. Like the space sci-fi movie V.
Yeah, but if you're familiar with the one To Serve Man, where they show this big telepathic... giant guy comes, lands, and walks in the United Nations and leaves this book. It says To Serve Man, and
right.
And then he we're going to do all these good things for you and this and that, and everybody wow, you
right.
know. And then it's not until the end of the show when they had set up visits to their planets, you know, and everybody wanted to go and visit them on their planet.
I want to go.
And the news reporter was going to go on, they were trying to, he was a decipherer, and he had been trying to decipher this damn book they left, To Serve Man, for like 4 or 5 years. And he was just about to get on the spacecraft to go visit their planet.
When he realized...
The secretary runs out, and she screams, "Don't go! It's a cookbook to serve man."
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
aliens
that.
Aliens pretending to be good guys.
Right.
And they conned everybody into taking a trip to their visit their world. And, of course, they were eating, obviously.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Hey, it's coming to the end of the show, I think.
Oh, thank you for letting me be here. I'm going to let you close out as you do. Thank you to your audience. Merry Christmas
to
you,
Tom. And thanks for calling in and giving us your 2 cents on everything there.
Sure, sure.
You know, hey, your opinion is as good as mine, as good as anybody else's. We all got our voices to talk, and we need, there's plenty to talk about, believe me.
Right.
Well, what's going on?
Thank you.
Okay, Don, thanks
lots
for
of love.
Calling in.
Thank you.
And
Merry Christmas.
Let me just end the show right now. People of Earth, this is your host, Don Edison. And all I've got to say is better days are coming. And we'll see if the aliens are going to keep their word on December 31st and start removing some of these bad guys on our planet that are making our lives miserable. They were given a deadline. Hey, that's the information I picked up. You got to go look for it yourself. It's on 2012portal.blogspot.com that Commander Ashtar, who commands the military force of the good guys that are here from the Galactic Federation to try to save us, he had given the Cabal, that's the bad guys they call them, the Cabal, to December 31st to either stop what they're doing or something's going to happen. So we'll see what happens at December 31st, January 1st. I mean, I wish something would happen because, you know, we're tired of government stabbing us in the back here. And we need that kind of help, something to take the bad guys out. Because apparently everybody else on planet Earth has been bribed to do nothing that could do something. Okay, we're at the end of the show here. I'm going to do the countdown, and then you're going to hear the music. And tell your friends to tune in next week. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.